a legal challenge to the ruling on the open primary state question. The state has new fireworks laws, and a car parade in Tulsa set a world record, but some were upset with the event. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Deborah Shar. Open primary supporters are challenging an Oklahoma Secretary of State ruling that kept their state question off voters' ballots. Natalie Armour reports the supporters filed a petition Monday with the state Supreme Court.
Oklahoma open primary advocates formally appealed Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak's ruling that their petition with over 200,000 signatures was insufficient. In March, Lepak rejected nearly a quarter of the signatures collected by organizers, saying they didn't meet state requirements for validation. As a result, the state question failed to make it on the ballot. In their objection, advocates argued that the state's list of requirements for ballot measure signatures is prohibitive. The Secretary of State rejected the signatures without proof of invalidity. Supporters say it's implausible that so many signatures were invalid. State Question 836 would have opened Oklahoma's primaries to all registered voters, regardless of party affiliation. I'm Natalie Armour.
Oklahoma has relaxed several state laws related to fireworks ahead of the 4th of July holiday. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
A new law prohibits county governments from blocking private fireworks displays on private property as long as no burn ban or red flag warning is in effect. Organizers must notify the local fire department. City fireworks restrictions remain in place, so residents must still follow local ordinances. The law also makes bottle rockets legal for public sale again after a ban that lasted 45 years. The measure also allows retailers to sell fireworks year-round instead of limiting sales to the Independence Day and New Year's holidays. I'm Nick Daniels.
There are half a dozen candidates in the Republican primary for Oklahoma's lieutenant governor race. Anna Pope has a roundup of who's running.
Oklahoma voters will consider six candidates for lieutenant governor in the Republican primary. Edmond Republican businessman Victor Flores is focused on an Oklahoma First plan, economic development, and community support. There are three current state politicians in the race, Representative Brian Hill of Mustang, Representative Justin Humphrey of Lane, and Senator Daryl Weaver of Moore. T.W. Shannon is a former Oklahoma State Representative and Transportation Commissioner. He has gained President Donald Trump's endorsement in the race. He was National Chair of Black Voices for Trump in 2020 and former Senior Advisor at the U.S. Department of Agriculture under the Trump administration. Republican businessman David Ostro is also on the ballot. He's a Navy veteran who is the chief operating officer and secretary for Governor Kevin Stitt's office. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The winner will face the lone Democratic candidate, Kelly Forbes, in the November general election. Tulsa has officially smashed the world record for the largest parade of classic cars. But as Angel Ford reports, some drivers who registered could not take part.
The roar of classic engines filled the early morning air at the Tulsa Expo Saturday as car enthusiasts arrived from all over to make history on the Mother Road. And 3,596 did, yet hundreds were turned away. According to a Tulsa tourism official, the single entry point was closed to the later arrivals because the flow of cars had slowed. And organizers were worried they would have caused large gaps that would have jeopardized the record attempt. Two sisters who were caught in the backup told a local news station the event felt poorly planned. Visit Tulsa officials have released a statement saying they are actively issuing refunds to all drivers who registered, and they'll all be considered full participants and world record holders. In Tulsa, I'm Angel Ford.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.